From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. We're delighted to have you with us today. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing to study the life of Christ, Dr. Cairns is preaching on the subject of Christ selecting and directing His disciples. From Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, we've seen that Christ's call to discipleship is an imperious call, demanding total commitment. As the 10th chapter opens, our Lord commissions the disciples, reminding them that their main job was to carry the gospel to perishing souls. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns gives a word of encouragement in today's hot topic, A Story of Christian Courage to Start 2008.
Happy New Year. Welcome to 2008. You're going to be bombarded with a lot of news this year, both good and bad. I want to start off the year with a story of courage from a young Pakistani Christian who lives in Britain. Her story will tell you something of the evil forces that stalk the world under the guise of the Islamic religion. It will also tell you of the overcoming power of faith in Christ. The Times of London has carried the story of Hannah, a 32-year-old Pakistani woman who was born in Britain. As the daughter of an imam, she was raised a strict Muslim and knew nothing outside the world of her Pakistani upbringing. When she started secondary school, she became more aware of the outside world. And when, aged 16, she overheard her father on the phone arranging her flight to Pakistan to marry a cousin whom she had never met, she was shocked into action. "I went to college and did not go home," she said. "I had nowhere to go. Everyone knew I was a Muslim and knew my dad. I was on the street for about a week." She slept in bus shelters until her religious education teacher offered her a bed. Against the teacher's wishes, she started going to church. "I watched everyone and saw how they lived their lives. I heard about God's love, about how Jesus died on the cross. I was totally blown away by it. I asked someone how I could get to know Jesus. They said, 'Ask Him to come into your life. Ask for forgiveness.' So I did, and that night, I became a Christian." At first, her family didn't take her conversion seriously. She went to college and was baptized as a Christian. That all changed. Her life was threatened. A group of 14 Muslim men arrived at her door with knives, threatening to kill her for the shame she had brought on Islam. Her own brother has said that unless she renounced her faith in Christ, he could not be responsible for his actions. In other words, he'll be justified in killing her. These constant threats have meant that this young woman has had to use an assumed name and move house 45 times over the last few years, just to try to keep one step ahead of her would-be murderers. Recently, she has had to have police protection. And this is in England. Despite all the threatening and the shadow of martyrdom, Hannah says, "Yes, there's a possibility I will be killed, just as there is for anyone that they can get run over by a bus. My faith means that I'm not afraid to die. If I was to focus on that, I would spend my life at home trapped. I'm not going to let it stop me being who I am from being a Christian." There's a message for all of us in that statement. It should teach us to pray for Christians who live under the tyranny of Islam. It should make us more than ever vigilant for our liberties, especially when arrogant imams demand the introduction of Sharia law into our Western countries. And, of course, it should spur us on to greater devotion to Christ. If even the threat of death cannot stop Hannah living as a Christian, can we not rise above the petty obstacles that all too often stop us? This new year will present its challenges. Let us rise up and meet them with courage by faith in Christ. He is worthy of our best. If we give it to Him this year, 2008 will indeed be for us a happy new year.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life of the Apostle Peter. The articles will be both informative and inspirational. In addition, there will be reports on what the Lord is doing on two interesting mission fields, that of Liberia, as well as what He's doing in the land of Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
You see, when it comes to discipleship, there is a cost, and for many people, any excuse will do. The response of Christ is very, very revealing, because it's clear from his statements that he is setting himself forth as a master to be followed at all costs and at any cost. The naked truth is this: when the Lord Jesus Christ confronts a person, when a person comes under the influence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the call is imperious. It takes precedence over every other consideration, and the Lord Jesus Christ demands immediate, total, unwavering, unquestioning submission to him. He is not a negotiator. He is a creator, savior, redeemer, and Lord. And he says, follow me wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, with total commitment. Wherever I may go, wherever I may lead, whatever I may call upon you to do, I want you to follow me. When you stop to think of it, there could be no safer path on earth. There could be no better path on earth. There could be no surer path on earth. There could be no more blessed path on earth. Oh, it is not a bed of roses that the Savior promises. He does say there is a cost involved. But he says, I am there. Follow me. And in the command there is a promise. What a glorious promise it is. You be my disciple, I will be your leader. I will be your Lord. You follow in my footsteps, I will always go before you. There's never an enemy that I will not face before he ever gets near to you. Never a pitfall, but that I will be there before you. Never a danger, but I will confront it. You will follow me, but always in the assurance, I am going on before. I am your forerunner, your leader. Follow thou me. He offers a cross. Not only is the way of salvation for us through his sufferings, but he offers a cross as the way of service through our fellowship in his sufferings. Do you remember what Paul said in Philippians 3:10 when he longed that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death? Henry Drummond, the friend of D.L. Moody, was invited to address a rich man's exclusive club in the West End of London. Only the very rich could ever be members there. It would cost more than we would be worth just to gain entrance membership. When Henry Drummond stood up to address those rich aristocrats, his first words were these. He said, "Gentlemen, the entrance fee into the kingdom of heaven is nothing. But the annual subscription is everything." And I like that. You do not buy your way into the kingdom, that is bought for you. But when you're in the kingdom, the King says, I want you, without conditions, without ifs, without buts, I want you, spirit, soul, and body. I want everything on the altar of service. I want you, as Paul says in Romans chapter 12, to yield your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. To be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your minds, and so to prove the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is the cost of discipleship. Oh yes, it's true, the Lord Jesus saves you without money and without price. It is true that the only merit that can make you right with God is the merit of the obedience unto blood of Jesus Christ. That is true. It is true that eternal life is a gift that is received freely by faith in Jesus Christ. That is true. Thank God that gift is offered freely. And any sinner has the right to come and receive it. But listen, it is also true that receiving that gift is receiving Christ as Lord. It is true that a receiving of Jesus that is honest and not hypocritical is a reception that leaves us at His feet to do His command, whatever the cost may be. It's not a glib profession that Christ is after. It's not a meaningless expression of the lips that He's interested in. It is not a shallow response that rashly would promise everything and deliver nothing. It is the humble outpouring of a heart convicted of its own sinfulness and abandoning itself to the free mercy of God in Christ that says, I receive Christ as Savior and as Lord. By His grace, I will follow. So first he speaks of the cost of discipleship. Then in chapter 10, he explains the commission of his disciples. Here's where he sends out the 70. And sovereignly selecting them for the work, he sets their hand to the task that he has appointed. Now, without going into the details of the peculiar job given to the 70... there is something there that is true of them and true of us in every age, and that is their job was to bring in plain, simple language the message of the kingdom of God and of the grace of God to perishing souls. That was their job. Their job was to go into where Satan was reigning and confront the strongholds of the devil with the word of the kingdom and the power of God. They were to give all diligence to this job. That's the meaning of don't stop to say hello. The Lord Jesus was not telling His disciples that they got to be ill-mannered and boorish. Some of the Eastern hellos are so foreign to us. When you read some of the customs from the ancient Near East, and all the things they've got to go through just to greet each other, it would take you of all day and all night just to meet somebody. The Lord Jesus was saying simply, and that's the force of the figure here, you are on a mission, never forget it. Don't get distracted even with things that are legitimate. Don't get pulled out of the way. by things that in themselves you would say have no harm in them. Remember your main target here. Remember your main mission here. Remember what your life is all about. You are sent to be a witness to dying souls. Therefore, don't let anything hinder you. He's making it clear you face an enormously difficult task. Satan is already in control of these lives. He's in possession. But he also says you're armed with the authority and with the power of God. He says, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. It's one of the most important verses in the New Testament. It's one of the most important verses for every Christian worker. It's certainly one of the most important verses for every preacher of the gospel and every missionary of the cross. When you're going out into Satan-infested territory, you remember the words of the Lord Jesus, I have given you power and authority over all the power of the enemy. I don't believe that Christians need to be studying Satan in order to overcome Satan. There is a fascination in the church today with people who want to come and talk about the occult, and talk about Satanism. There are books that, there was a while, in fact, you couldn't go into any Christian bookstore, but you would find the shelves were lined with occult material. And the excuse was, this was to arm Christians. Let me tell you, you don't arm Christians to fight the devil by studying the devil. You don't arm Christians to overcome hell by filling their minds with the putrid thoughts of hell. It is light that overcomes darkness. Nothing else. You arm Christians with the power of the living Christ. That's what they need. That's what I need. When I look back over 40 years of preaching and think of dealing with situations where I was face to face with the powers of hell, I can tell you there was only one thing would overcome. And that was the power and the authority of Jesus Christ and His gospel. That's what Christ promises.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com.
This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.